This is a Hoff Studios podcast.
Hi, I'm your host, Erica Pulsinelli, and welcome to Evolve by Erica, the podcast, where we talk all things spirituality, ascension, health, wellness, and beyond. I'm so excited that you are here. Come on in. We are here for a solo episode. It is a really powerful day. So this is Friday, it's the 5th, and it's a Friday before the solar eclipse, the long-awaited solar eclipse that the whole entire world is like freaking out over. And driving here today, there was actually an earthquake, which is wild. I thought we didn't live in a place that gets earthquakes, but we are living in the times where everything and anything can happen. Anything is possible. The good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful. And what unprecedented times we're living in. But today, I feel like there's so much energy. Like I feel overwhelming energy this morning since I woke up. And now after driving here. But I wanted to talk about a few different things. One being the splitting of energy, which I spoke about briefly on Instagram. After I heard this phrase, it really stuck with me. And I think it's so important for all of us to really understand what this idea is and think about how it might be depleting our energy and taking away our life force. So right now on the planet, there is so much going on, as we know, and as we see, that we almost become addicted to like the hits of something huge happening 24/7. Our body and our nervous system starts to expect that. And in Kundalini, it's been spoken about the Aquarian age, the age of information, since like, I think they started talking about in the 60s, 70s, or 80s, predicting this time, the age of information, which we're currently living in. And while we're on our way here, we actually passed a billboard, and the billboard was a person who looked like they were sitting like in a ball pit, like some of you would sit in when you were younger, and on their phone, and it said, like, let's help the anxious generation. And I just looked at this person staring at their phone and the dialogue behind this and the intention behind this of like capturing that this generation is anxious. And we all know that. We all see it. We may even feel it at times. And coming back to the idea of splitting of our energy, the amount of distractions that are available to us at the tip of our fingers is infinite, truly infinite. And then as you start to go on to social media, I don't know if it's just my algorithm, but it is quite doomsday-ish. It's quite very much conspiracy-led, and all possible scenarios or things that might happen. And I also feel sometimes that astrology, like sometimes astrologers will go into this as well, because what they're doing is predicting what they're expecting based off of the astrology. So it's no one's fault. It's not good or bad. It's just the truth of what's happening right here, right now. And when our energy is so focused on what could be, on what's to come, we aren't present, obviously. That's the obvious observation here. But we're having a split of energy. Because if we feel like the future is so unknown and could change in any moment, we're not taking all of the life force energy that we need right here and right now to create whatever's meant to be created right here and right now. I'm going to give you an example of how this term was introduced to me. This woman was speaking and said, it was a financial workshop. And this woman was saying how she has this home in Europe, and right now she's not making any income on it, and she wants to get someone in the home to make income on that property. Period, the end. That's the here and now. Then she went on to say, well, like, I'm not sure. One day maybe I'll move to Europe. Maybe I'll live in that space. Maybe and started to go off of these unknown scenarios of what could be or what may be. But that was a splitting of our energy, because right here, right now, she had a goal. And then this hypothetical took her off of that track and brought her, it split her energy. So her energy now wasn't focused on the right here, right now. It was like, well, I have potential to live there someday. Maybe I shouldn't. And if you think about it from a financial standpoint, maybe she doesn't move there for 3 years, and that's 3 years of income that she didn't obtain because she was splitting her energy. And I loved this example because it was so tangible and easy to understand. And then I started to assess ways that I may be splitting my energy, or ways that we may be doing it as a collective. And I do feel that social media is one of those ways. Maybe your algorithm is different and it's helping to keep you in the present moment. But I want you to assess, where is it that your energy could be splitting? It can be through social media. It can be through your phone. It can be through something financial. It can be through your work, or what you think may happen in your job, or what you think may happen in your family. And what's happening is you're taken out of the present moment. And then your energy, all of that forward moving momentum that you could put towards one intention, is now fragmented, split off. And what happens when we water down our energy and split our energy? We are not as powerful. So if you feel like this is something that you are going through and that you're experiencing, I think it's really important to take inventory and notice of where this might be happening in your life, and then coming right to the here and now and deciding on something that you want to create, whatever that may be. Recently, I also shared this on social media around the same time. I heard this quote that really deeply triggered me and then changed my life, like all in one moment. And it was specifically for women: if we're not creating, we're destructing. If we're not using our energy to create, we're using it to destruct something. Something destructive is happening. And at first I was like, I don't want to believe that, because I think we could just be and be present and be at peace doing nothing at times. And as much as I think that's true, I also think that if we do a really deep dive and deep analysis, when do we feel most fulfilled? When do we feel most connected to divine? It's if and when we are creating something, whether that's working to create peace within ourselves, or whether that's actually having a creative project in front of us, creating a passion, a purpose, a family, whatever, a meal, whatever it may be. So that is a really powerful way to make sure that your energy isn't splitting, coming up with a space, a thing, an intention that you could put all your forward moving energy in, and going for that. And if you're feeling like this resonates, and if you're feeling like you need to make a shift, think about something that truly lights you up. If you're like, okay, I want to create something, or I want to funnel my energy into a space that lights me up, but I don't know what to do, think about what sparks that fire within you the most, what always lights you up, and then move towards that in that direction. And it could be something, it doesn't have to be something for work. It could be something volunteer. It could be something within your own family, just for your children or your spouse, whatever it may be. Just find something that really connects you to joy, because when we're connected to joy, we're connected to our divine energy and wisdom. So those are some things that have been coming up. And in addition to that, we are in Mercury retrograde period right now, where it isn't a lot of forward moving energy, but it's this energy of review, of rest, of reflection, and really going back and identifying what's been repeating over the years, what has come into fruition, what hasn't, what have you had an idea about that you didn't give birth to that maybe you want to come back to and finally get that started again. And I received a really important download the other day. And it was being in a spiritual community, focusing and following astrology. We're always thinking about the full moon or the new moon that's coming next, the solstice, the equinox, this solar eclipse that's happening. And we hear all of the themes of each one. And sometimes I think a lot of us can get into this cycle of anticipating that change that you've been waiting for. Like, this is going to be the one, and this is going to be the one with the biggest shift for me. And the message I received is during this time, during this retrograde, it is so important to go back in your journal to reflect on what shifts you've already encountered and sit with them. Honor them, have a ceremony for yourself, honoring where you came from and where you are in this very now moment, because we can constantly be living for the next thing, but so much of the transformation could have already taken place. And of course, there's so much more to go. But it was a very clear message to spend this time reflecting on your personal achievements, your personal shifts, your personal growth, honoring them, because we can take that and start to see maybe strengths we now have that we never had before, that our subconscious didn't truly embody and that our conscious mind didn't realize we now have. It's very easy to stick with the same subconscious beliefs and loops. And that helps us to recreate a past and not recreate the future we want. So, for example, let's use something very outer worldly and tangible, but this can be done inner or outer. Say you had a goal for your business and you had a goal of having a certain number that you wanted to make each and every month. And maybe you reach that goal, but you got so caught up on the next thing that you never took time to sit with what that means, to reorganize your finances and think, okay, now that I am bringing in this much, what can I do with this? Is there something I can do to invest it? Do I have space to give more, to donate more, to help out a family member? Is there space for me to be a little bit more abundant for myself? Because if we don't take time to stop, to reflect, and to reorganize, our conscious mind might not actually realize the upgrades we've already encountered, and we could still be living as the same version of ourselves from the past. So you can use this in another way. Maybe you started a meditation practice and it was to help your anxiety become more level, come into a calmer, more peaceful state. And maybe you've reached that, but in the midst of it, already you had a new goal of manifesting something, and that's where your energy went. Sometimes we need to be able to observe where we are right now to actually harness everything that that expansion, that up level, and that gift has truly brought us. So if you're inspired by that, if that's resonating with you, take time to go through your old journals. I absolutely love doing that. There is no better proof of seeing how far you've come than by listening and reading and looking along at your older self, your former self, and noticing the changes and the growth that has happened. Ask yourself as you do this, where do I need to catch up? This is the growth and these are the expansions I've experienced. How am I still living as my former self? What habits do I still have that are more of my former self's habits that are not reflective of this new energy and expansion that I am in right here and right now? And I promise that is going to be so expansive for you, and you're going to actually be able to honor and to acknowledge all that you've stepped into, which is going to create so much more space for the gifts and the energy that's to come. The last message I want to share today is how important it is to stay in your light, in the energy of your divine light, your divinity that lives within you. Because right now on earth, there are absolutely things that are going on that I think are coming to the light, but things that just we would never expect, things that are not promoting. I mean, we see it in our food. Let's use food, for example. A lot of our food is literally covered in chemicals, but it doesn't stop there. Unfortunately, it goes way beyond food. There are just a lot of things that our physical bodies are being bombarded by through our environment. And again, it doesn't stop there. It is also our spiritual bodies, our subconscious programming, the energy that's being emitted. And with that, there is also a ton of light, a ton of people focus on health, a ton of businesses focus on changing what was and starting to create what's to become. And there's a lot on my mind in this area, and I will be honest, I don't talk a lot about it very upfront because I'm a mental projector, and this is just what a mental projector is. I'm not trying to brag or toot my own horn. I can see things before other people can. And you might be one of these people, and you may be able to do this too. I'm not putting myself on this high horse or anything. It just comes with being a mental projector. And it's unfortunate because I shared before in my story, it kind of can sometimes feel like you could be the told you so person. You could be the person that sees something from a mile away and your intuition is like, you know what? Society may be buying into that, but not for me. And if you start to say it, you will get a lot of pushback because the collective energy can be there, because it takes layers of people and the collective to slowly start to see things for themselves at their own time, at their own pace, at their own state of consciousness. So there are things that I'm seeing that move in on our physical body and our spiritual body. And it's so important now more than ever to just be so aware of the content you're consuming, the music that you are listening to, the energy that you're around, trying your best if you're called to have as clean as a diet as possible, because that keeps us very clear and that allows us to see through any fog, any bit of haze, any bit of programming that may be trying to be imposed upon us. It keeps us super clear. And of course, a meditation practice. Because in this time of overinformation, in this time of some deception, of illusion, I don't know about you, but I want to be crystal freaking clear. I want to be able to know when there's a moment that things could be serious, or when I want to know that, you know what, this is just projected fear into the collective and I'm not giving into that and I'm staying in my light. I want my sensors turned all the way the F up so that I can have this intelligence system within myself to know what's going on, what environments feel right to me, what foods feel right to me, what places, people, things feel right to me, and what doesn't. And I think it's so important as we're continuously bombarded by information, by some lies, by some deception, by some illusions, that we have this crystal clear communication system with ourself, with our higher self and divine. And the things I listed can just help you stay there. So the things you eat, the things you consume, the music you listen to, the products you use, the meditations you're doing in the morning. That's just the most important thing to me right now. And I thought I would share that with you too. So these are all things that have been on my mind, that have come in, that I love, of course, coming here and sharing with you on a solo episode, because this is where we go really deep. This is where I can be the fullest version of myself, because I know that you're here for that exactly. And you're here to hear all the things that might sound a little wonky to some, but you're down for it and you're open to it. And I always advise you to take what resonates, leave the rest, leave what doesn't. But I just feel so grateful to be here with you on the planet at this time. There's a reason why we're here. Many of you are light workers, if not all of you. I'm sure each and every one of you who are listening are a light worker in some way, some shape, some form. And just being able to stay in that light is the most important thing that we could do during these times, during the shift of humanity, during the elevation of our consciousness and the new earth. So I will end this there, but thank you so much for being here. If you have a friend, a spiritual woo-woo friend that gets down like this, please share this podcast, because these are the conversations I want to continue to foster here and share, and hopefully just bring in some clarity, some lightness, and some peace to what can feel like very uncertain times. Thank you so much for being here. May the longtime sun shine upon you. Sat Nam, and I'll see you next time.